Okay, this is side two. What are all the other good things I can tell you? Let's see, I don't wear any stockings. I don't wear any girdle. In fact, I don't even wear shoes. I wear sneakers every day. Because the weather is so hot that your feet have a tendency to swell a little bit. And leather shoes I find very hard on bare feet, so to speak, or even with pads on or something. So everybody wears sneakers, at least the girls, everybody. Linda and I, right? We're the only two females on, American females on post. I don't wear any makeup, except maybe eyebrows, liner, and sometimes lipstick. Most of the time I forget that even. These things, you know, you do second nature, you forget that someplace else you would no more think of going without stockings than I don't know what. But it's very warm here, so stockings are not required. The one thing I can't keep up with is my nails. They look like they're stained brown, you know, instead of being transparent. They're almost a brownish color. And what I have to do every once in a while is dip them in Clorox to bleach them. It's very hard. I think it's because of the water. See, our water is brown. And, you know, I wash my hands a number of times a day. In fact, I don't even dry anything. I just wash them. And you're wet anyway, Duchess, because if you're not in an air-conditioned room, which my office is air-conditioned, but I spend a great deal of time out of there, and so that wherever you are, you're dripping wet. Because it's very warm. It's in the high 90s at all times, except in the evenings. I think it goes down to the high 80s. And that's cool. That's very cool. I'm chewing on a piece of gum, you know, while I'm talking to you, so that's probably what you're getting in your ear. I'm just looking around my room here. It needs a good dusting. The maid is better than the one we had before. But unless I point out things to her, she doesn't think to dust. You know, like I had to point out the mirror. Well, she dusted it, and it was so streaky, you wouldn't believe it. And I'm just looking at my footlocker over there, and there must be a half inch of dust on it. And I have never told her to dust the footlocker, so she never dusts it, you know? And it's the same thing with everything else. You have to tell them and then stand over them to make sure they do it. And I thought the Koreans were bad. But these people are 100 times worse. They really are. And what makes me mad is they're getting 10 times the wages they were getting prior to the Americans coming here. I mean, everything has just doubled and tripled and what have you. This is because, again, we Americans will pay it. Whatever they ask, we pay. And this is very bad, very, very bad. Remember, I think I told you back a few weeks ago, I thought I might get a trip with Sam up to see that nurse, that pet, Smith? What's her name? I don't know. Anyway, I don't think I'll get a chance to go because Sam goes home in 1 week, and I don't think we have... See, with Linda being gone now, I can't leave. And by the time Linda gets back, there'll only be a couple of days before Sam leaves. Like, only 2 days. So I don't think we'll get a chance to go up there. That's too bad. I was kind of hoping we would. Just so I get a chance to see something other than Bearcat. And, well, I cut a clipping out of the Army Times yesterday. It had a picture. It says, what's the name of this compound? They call this compound Bearcat, but actually, the post itself is called, I'm looking it up, put the clipping in a drawer. Maybe I'll send a letter and put it in. It's the camp is called Camp Martin Cox, C-O-X. And it says, the clipping says, uniform of the day, It says, in a combat zone, a guy doesn't dare go many places without his rifle to protect him, even to a shower, as shown by this soldier of 5th of the 42nd Artillery, Vietnam, streaming into the line of fire of a shower stall at Camp Martin Cox. Soap, towel, and gun are trivet, equipment to deal with most any cleanup operation. What it shows is that one of the GIs is going to take a shower, and he has with him his steel pot, his flak vest, and a rifle as he's going to the shower. Anyway, I was amused that it had our camp on it. You never hear Camp Martin Cox. You never see it or hear it. There's a sign over one of the gates, but everybody just calls it Bearcat, and most people know it by Bearcat. They don't know the other name, but that's really what it is. That's the name of the post. What else? A lot of things have happened since I talked to you last, but they seem so unimportant, just because it's all job stuff, you know. I painted my office, and I moved the desks around, and I've done a lot of things in the club, but when we have a rain, I got one room that floods out, lights keep coming down, and we have a lot of artillery shooting in the area, and every time we get a good boom, boom, down come a couple of light fixtures, and let's see, what did I say, 22? There's a conference in Tokyo, I think. I know it's in Japan. Special services, and only two people are going from Vietnam, and that would be Miss Matthews and Betty McKinney. And I was hoping more would get to go so that possibly I would get a chance to go, because it would be nice to go in 5 days TDY, temporary duty assignment, you know, to Tokyo. I wonder if Carolyn Hogshead is going from Korea. I don't know, but I told Betty to look for her there. And I think she left today, Betty. So I took care of the two top supervisors. What are the good things? I don't see too much in our PXs over here, Dutchess. We have what they call the Thai PX, which is right next door to me. Nothing but Thailanders go in there. See, this whole compound is crazy. We have thousands and thousands of Thai soldiers. And then there's a small American PX that's supposedly only Americans go in it. And they have very, very little on the shelves. Very little. But in all fairness, there isn't anything I need. I have everything I need. I keep losing my voice. I think it's because I've been talking so much today. So I didn't even get a chance to... today I did drop $2 on the bar. I went down to see the NCOs for a moment. They were taking care of the new girl I hired, you know. I just dropped the little microphone out of my hand. And I put $2 down on the bar because I wanted to buy the Sergeant Major a drink. And it's the first time I've ever been allowed to spend any money in there. So I was kind of glad because they're very good, those sergeants. They do an awful lot for me, and I appreciate it, you know. What other things can I tell you? It seems so unique to be able to just talk out loud to make a tape, because usually there's somebody around, you know. And as I say, Linda's not here, and that means Bob isn't here, because he comes home every night with her. Then I can talk about Linda, right? She comes along, she is coming along pretty well. She's not the exuberant program director you might desire, but I think she makes a very good try and a very good effort to do whatever you ask her to do. I don't think she has a great deal of confidence in herself. But it's, again, Dutchess, it's very hard here because of the ties. You can't plan programs for people who cannot understand you. And your programming has to be slanted differently, you know. More games and things that they can understand. So I can understand where this would be frustrating for anybody. And I know it is to Linda. Oh my, oh my. I wanted to mention, Duchess, that I received the letter that you sent my check in. The last check, that was from Korea. That was the last payment, pay statement, you know. It was $36 or something. Anyway, I cashed that. I don't get a lot of chances to spend any money. A few dollars here and there, cigarettes and what have you, but on the whole, I spend very, very little. We have a new civilian on compound. His name is Mr. Wilner. He's the new PX manager, and he's the funniest thing you ever wanted to see, Duchess. He's so serious, and he's so worried, and he's so upset about being here at Bearcat. You know, and of course, he has the ties in his PX, and every time I see him, he's got bullets draped all down the front of him, bullets down the back of him. I told him one day, he looks like the Lone Ranger, you know. He's the funniest thing. Every once in a while, he comes in, and he says, "What are we doing here? What are we doing in a place like this?" He said, "This is terrible." He's living in a trailer that is supposed to be fixed up real nice, but I don't think it has completed yet. But he's, as I say, he's pleasant because he strikes me as a very funny individual. He keeps telling me he's writing to his congressman to get out of here, and yet he volunteered, you know, just like I did, to come to Vietnam. So I don't know what he's griping about, but he thought he'd be in Saigon or a big post like Long Binh. And, of course, he's not. He's here. So, I don't know. Well, this is running out, too, Duchess, and I'm just rambling on. I just wanted to get it off to you today because I knew I had the chance tonight. And I don't really have a great deal of news. I'm very well. I'm really fine. And I'm getting all your letters. I appreciate all of them. And tell everyone...